Good morning, everyone. I'm going to be doing our scripture reading this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And just a bit of the context here. The Apostle Paul, of course, was the apostle to the Gentiles. And he carried the gospel from the nation of Israel on out to the Gentile world, even over into Europe. And of course, from there, it came on over to us and then across the Atlantic. But the Apostle Paul had some opposition. And his chief opposition was from the Jews, from people of his previous religion, but also from people that claimed to be Christians, but instructed people that in order to be truly saved, you've got to keep the law also. You've got to become a Jew as well as a Christian. And those people sought to discredit the Apostle Paul. They sought to discredit him because he didn't come from Jerusalem per se, and he was out of Antioch and all of that kind of thing. If you would like to know more about these people specifically, the church at Jerusalem wrote a letter to clarify the position of the apostles relative to this idea that you had to become a Jew in order to be a true believer in Christ. So in Acts chapter 15, we have the letter that the apostles wrote and sent out to everybody about this group that has come to be called the Judaizers. What we're seeing here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 is the Apostle Paul's defense against the Judaizers. And we can be thankful that there was an Apostle Paul that surrendered his life to Christ and was used by him to write the majority of the instructions to us, to explain to us what we should believe and how we should live. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly. And indeed, bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. But we have been throughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man, for that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore? Because I love you not? God knoweth. But what I do, that will I do, that I might cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool, receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeyings often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils of mine own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor, under Aretas the king, kept the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. But through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands.